With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Turkey's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We have some tickets to give away. We'll hook up the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067 with tickets to go see Monster Jam Triple Threat. It's coming up January 28th at the Capital One Arena. That's Monster Jam Triple Threat Series Live. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster and the Capital One Arena box office. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contest. So again, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. So Scott McLuhan, I guess, was on Denver radio show on Friday, and he was asked about Kirk Cousins. Do we have the audio of one Scott McLuhan, who I believe has sued the Redskins, but I don't think they've come to a conclusion right in that case. I don't even know if they've – I don't know what the status of that lawsuit
is. Very hush-hush. Not really.
I guess it hasn't gone to court yet.
No, I think they have been. At least I think they have been.
I think he filed a suit. They've actually had court proceedings.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
The last 3 or 4 weeks, I thought. Yeah, they've definitely meetings and discuss. I mean, I don't know if it is in a courtroom or, but yeah, definitely.
Anyway,
the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Here's what McLuhan said when asked about Kirk Cousins.
You know, the thing about it, I don't know, that's going to be around and long enough to be. Other than Russell Wilson, Matt Hasselbeck, you know, Alex Smith. He's a good player. Is he special? I don't see special, but also we were still building the roster around him to make him special. You know, and Jay Gruden does a great job play calling. Sean McVay did a great job play calling, put him in situations to be successful. But he's talented, you know, and talent is good at quarterback in the NFL. You know, he's won games. You know, I know his record overall is not over 500. I know he's not won a playoff game, but he's competitive. He works his tail off. He's so methodical. Every day he has planned out, and he's always in the building. He's always watching tape. He's always talking to the coaches. He's talking to me. From the standpoint of the tangibles, they're excellent.
Tangibles.
Right. I mean, it's even what more. Else? I would love to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, you want to hear more?
Yeah, I want to hear the whole thing because my
point is. I want to
hear
the controversial statement.
If he just played it.
If there is one.
I think he's not special. He's not special.
But that's all he said?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I thought everything he said was perfectly fine, perfectly agreeable.
He's not special.
And he said it before.
Favre and guys like Russell Wilson. So he's got clearly those guys on a different level. I don't think there's anything.
I don't think anybody would debate that.
Inflammatory there, but
right. Play it again from the beginning. Here we go, and then just let it play. I didn't think it was overly critical by any stretch of the imagination.
You know, the thing about it, I don't know, letting it be around and long enough. Other than Russell Wilson, Matt Hasselbeck, you know, Alex Smith. He's a good player. Is he special? I don't see special, but also we were still building the roster around him to make him special. You know, and Jay Gruden does a great job playing.
Stop it there for a second. So he's saying, I don't see special, but we were building a roster around there to make him special. So in other words, he thinks he can be if you put the right pieces around him, which who disagrees with that?
By the way, I would put him currently on a level with an Alex Smith.
I don't think he was saying that those guys are better than him. I think he was saying, here are the quarterbacks I've been around. Russell Wilson, Favre, Alex Smith, Matt Hasselbeck. I think he was saying, here are the very good quarterbacks I've worked with. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was saying each one of these is markedly better than Kirk. I didn't interpret it that way.
Right. Because most of those guys he mentioned aren't special or weren't special.
Right. Yeah. I don't think he was saying that they particularly were.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Continue with it.
Jay Gruden does a great job play calling. Sean McVay did a great job play calling, put him in situations to be successful. But he's talented, you know, and talent is good at quarterback in the NFL. You know, he's won games. You know, I know his record overall is not over 500. I know he's not won a playoff game, but he's competitive. He works his tail off. He's so methodical. Everything, every day he has planned out. And he's always in the building. He's always watching tape. He's always talking to coaches. He's talking to me. From the standpoint of the tangibles, they're excellent. You know, you just need to have some talent around him because you don't want him to be throwing the ball, you know, 35, 40 times to win a game. You want to have a running game, have good defense, good teams, and then let him do what he does. And the thing about it that's unique, and you don't really see it too often, he's a pretty good athlete with his legs. He can make plays moving around the pocket and he's running for first downs. He's got a strong enough arm. There's no doubt about it. He's been through adversity. You know, when he was there, he got drafted the same year as Robert Griffin got drafted, you know, and Robert was the guy. You know, and of course he deserved it, you know, and he you know, rookie, you know, offense player of the year. And Kirk had to sit back and just wait and wait and wait. And he wants to play. He's highly, highly competitive. Yeah, you know, he comes across as a real nice guy, like Alex Smith did in interviews. And they are. But they're both highly competitive and they want to win. But they want a stability too. They want to know they're in some spot where it's not just a 1 year deal, 1 year deal, 1 year deal. He wants a long term deal.
Sure. Well, I don't have a problem with anything he said. I bet you if you ask Kirk himself, Kirk would probably agree to everything that Scott just said. There's no way Kirk would think he's special, but he's talented and he's a competitor, and he certainly wants a long-term deal.
He does throw in the thing about the team's record, which I think is very rudimentary for somebody who's as experienced as McLuhan is.
Yeah.
Don't just throw it all on the quarterback.
No, it's true. But it's factual.
You know, if you're nitpicking.
It's factual. Yeah, I don't have a problem with anything he said.
I find it amazing, though, that Scott McLuhan got bounced for allegedly being a drunk. That's pretty. Look, he might have been. We don't know. We weren't in the building. He might have been showing up completely wasted every day. But sounds pretty reasonable and put together right there in that interview. I know that's not hard to pull off.
Well, he's not.
He's not drunk 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I don't think he's pounding beers. Listen, there's various definitions for alcoholism, and everybody has different. And I think there's reason to believe. There's plenty of evidence to believe that Scott has had difficulties with alcohol in the past.
No question.
I've heard stories and anecdotes around this town too. So whether that's why he was fired or not, I think it's probably a different issue. But I mean,
I'll be interested to see what happens with that lawsuit.
Huh?
I'll be interested to see what happens with that lawsuit.
Oh, I think he's going to collect every penny on his lawsuit.
Do you have a problem with anything you just said in that interview?
No, I don't have
exactly.
a problem.
Exactly, I don't have a problem with it
because I don't think
either.
He's special.
The problem I have with it is the fake news that comes out of it, where people are interpreting that as a particular
shot. Yeah, I agree.
And if you listen to that whole thing, that was not a shot. That was an honest evaluation.
Well, when you see the headline on whatever website you're on and it says McLuhan says Cousins is not special. Okay, so then you think, oh, he took a shot at him. But then you listen to
it. But then he said,
he was 99% positive.
But then he said, but then we're trying to build around him to make him special.
Right.
Of course. It's great.
Yeah. You are.
There's nothing wrong
and
with that.
And by the way, he's not special.
And he's talented.
He's not special.
Yeah, no one said he's.
How many special quarterbacks are
the
there?
The dilemma they have
four or five?
Is do you right. franchise a guy for a third time if he's not special?
If you think, here's what it comes down to me, for me, and this is very simple. Can you win with him or not? I absolutely believe with all my heart we can win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins.
But maybe so you can win with somebody else.
Maybe you do, but you don't know who that is. So it's better than the unknown. I'm sure there are plenty of others that you can win a Super Bowl with. I don't think there.
I don't think
there are 30 of them.
I don't think the
but
Skins
I think there
can,
might be 15 of them.
I don't
them.
Think the Skins can win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins.
Not but with the way the roster is.
But that's because of the Skins,
right?
Right.
Right.
But
that's my
I
point.
Think the Skins. If take out the Skins and hating them and Dan Snyder
because
and
I don't
Bruce,
believe the Skins can
right.
win a Super Bowl.
Dan and Bruce they sabotage everything and make it laughable. But at the end, can a team win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins? I absolutely believe with all my every fiber of my being that they can.
Oh, yeah, I was watching. You
so
know,
that's what's important.
I
so we got one.
Kirk
Why
Cousins,
would you give that up? I don't think those guys just you know fall off trees all over
if
the place.
If Kirk was the quarterback of the Jags, I think they would have had a better chance to win that game.
I would agree with you. I don't think it necessarily puts him over the top.
Now Bortles,
but I think he's better than Bortles.
Is a bottom half of the league quarterback so.
Who actually, to his credit, played pretty well down the stretch.
He played okay. He had three touchdowns in three playoff games. He was okay.
Okay. Yeah. Listen,
he didn't turn the ball over.
Listen, I think he's worse than
Kirk. There's also a reason why they went uber conservative because they didn't trust him.
Yeah, but you know what? He got to an AFC championship.
Exactly.
Got
if
there.
That don't can
on
do
the
it.
Strength of the
I know
defense.
My guy can
and
do it.
And believe me, he's not a great quarterback.
No.
He played
but
pretty
what?
Good in
he
a,
has
both
some
two
attributes.
Games.
His wheels.
He's
ability
can run.
To get out of the pocket, and he made some decisions
but
there.
But you can tell they do not want him throwing downfield
no,
in
big absolutely not.
Big spots.
Of course.
And in fact, just reading about the Patriots' adjustments in the second half, apparently they just did more of the same because in the first half, they had a certain defensive alignment where they wanted Bortles to beat him, and he did on play action in particular. I think he was 8 for 8
times.
And they actually doubled down and did more of it.
Yeah. Well, they didn't want Fournette to go for 150.
Which, you know, the odds of Blake Bortles having two halves like that.
Not very good.
Right. Yeah. And that's what happened.
Yeah, they played the odds. That's good.
You have another clip? Oh, you want to take a call? Let's go to... Wait, say what you were going to say. I can't read you. Sign language.
The guy online one has a good story. I don't know if you want to do them like at the end of the segment.
It's a gambling story.
No, this is the bad beat jackpot guy, right?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it at the start of the next segment.
Cakes will love this
call.
Can
we do that?
Oh, this is my favorite segment of the week.
Cakes, you will love this call.
I wish it was me calling about it, but it's not.
But I get a kick out of just to bring it back to Kirk here for a moment. All these people are like, oh, you're not going to root for Philly because you don't want Nick Foles to win. Like, they have all these weird things. Like, because then that's going to mean Kirk. I don't even understand their logic. But a lot of people were like, oh, if Bortles wins, then that means, you know, you can have a lesser paid guy.
I have more logic than you, Kirk Cousins guys.
I don't care about all that. The money to me is so sort of trivial and silly. It's just, it is what it is. Kirk is next up on the pay. He's the next one to get paid. And then he's going to get passed. But I forget who's
next.
I think it's Matt Ryan. After that's Aaron Rodgers. I think Drew Brees is, you know what I mean? So it's just a silly thing to me. I don't really care what they pay him.
Yeah, Drew Brees is a free agent this year.
I just know if it was up to me, I'd rather have what I consider a proven commodity than gamble on an unknown. Now, there are people out there that seem to think that it's just going to completely cripple the roster. And I'm sure it will hamper it on some level here and there. But I've also made the point, they could have, no one cares, but no one seems to register, but they could have paid Kirk Cousins $34 million 2 years ago. They had enough money under the cap. The whole season played out, and they had $14 million left over. They paid him $20. They could have paid him $34 2 years ago.
But here's the point that some people make, and I agree with you.
And the caps, by the way, is going up another $10 million it has every year.
Here's the point that some people will make, and I generally agree with you. The great unknown that you're talking about, could be. We don't know. Could be better than Kirk Cousins.
Absolutely. But it's a real gamble.
Of course, based on history, it is.
It's a huge question.
And based on our history.
But that person will also be cheaper in the short term.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
But here's the thing. If we hadn't been through a 25-year drive spell of poop at quarterback, then I would say, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been burned 18 times. Maybe more. Just absolutely burned. Yeah. With drafting and signing guys and Rex Grossman's and John Beck's.
McNubb.
And me clinging to Jason Campbell. I mean, you got to be kidding me. We had Brunell came over here when he was poop. We haven't had – this is a guy who can actually do it. And
looks,
we want to get rid of him?
Looks
it seems
that way.
Crazy to
looks
me.
Looks that way.
And
yep.
I don't care what he makes because they'll figure it out because they're smarter than me and you.
Yeah, but they're pretty stupid on a lot of levels.
Bruce is stupid.
A lot of levels.
Bruce is stupid, but he's got guys underneath him that can,
they're
they can work the numbers.
Yeah, the Eric Schaefers of the world. Yeah,
they can work the numbers. They're smarter than you people.
Well, yeah, true. But they're dumb because they work for an awful owner and
an awful GM.
True.
That's all true. For
sure. So, I don't know. That's the big question.
All right, we'll get our bad beat jackpot story next.
Yeah, let's
hear on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. All right, Tony's in Fairfax.
Let me just make a prediction, though. After this, Valdez wants me to do the EP.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at it yet. I guarantee you there are three or four dong stories or something,
okay.
You know, related.
Why? Because he's emphasized.
Yes.
He's got to
do the EP.
You really want to do it today?
Oh. A lot of entertainment news.
Right. Okay. So I'm just making a prediction.
We could talk about 12 Strong.
Yeah.
I saw 12 Strong.
I want to get your review.
I sent a couple good stories last night.
Yeah.
Both from Black Sports Online. Silly site.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello, Tony.
What's up, guys? Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you, sir.
What's up, pal?
So, I was at MGM on Saturday afternoon, evening.
Uh-huh.
And we sat down at the 1-3 table, and I got, like, the sixth hand, I got ace-queen, and there were three players in. Check, check, check. The flop comes queen, jack, queen. I check. The other guy checks. One guy puts in, like, $30. I call. The other guy is out. Next card, queen. So I'm sitting with quad queens.
Selling.
Loving it.
Yep.
Then
don't tell me.
I check, of course. And this guy, he pushes all in. No, he doesn't. He puts another 30 in or something.
I love how people buy. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah. Everyone does it. I do it too. Right. It's so hard to recap
the recall.
Yeah. So hand perfectly.
He called. Or he bet 30. Called.
Right. He bet 30. I call again. I'm like, why is this guy even still in the hand? Last card comes, jack. So I check again. He pushes all in.
Right.
I'm like, what are you doing? Call. Showdown. The dealer goes monkey poo. I mean, I didn't even know what was going on. I'm like, all I know is I'm winning.
You're like, I got the nuts.
Right, exactly. The D-gen behind me stands up at the table behind me. He's like, oh, my God, you guys just won the jackpot. You won 13K, he said.
Right.
I was like, what?
That's my dream.
Like, yeah, man.
Now, did you get naked right there in the poker room and just take all your clothes off?
I did not. Yeah. But the kid with the quad jacks, I mean, he was like 26 years old, man. Right. I couldn't even have a sideways hat. Like, he didn't deserve that.
So how's the breakdown? Anyway. Can you explain the breakdown of the money on the bad beat? So you were the winner of the hand. But he gets more, right?
He should get the bad beat. E should get, I think, 40%. The bad beat 40, Tony,
40, 20, 40 is how it breaks down. It was 66,000.
So hold on, slow it down.
So 40% to the guy who took the bad beat. The guy
right,
with the
he should get the majority of the money.
Tony gets 20%.
Right, on top of the pot he won.
Of the 66.
And then the rest of the table chops the other 40%.
So how much was your take home? Your take home was 13?
13.3 for me.
What the
kid
get?
With the jacks?
Yeah,
26.6.
Oh.
If you were just one of the mopes at the table, you got 3,300.
That's unbelievable.
Just watching it, unfold.
I couldn't believe it.
So I mean, how hooked do people get?
He said,
"I know."
Tony said,
"All these PG County boys, all of them got 3,300."
Yeah, but
Tony got the hooked the most. He said it was on the sixth hand after he sat down.
Yeah,
he was there for probably 10 minutes. Lightning strike, Tony.
So you got the pot, and you got that huge knot that I just saw on the text of the 13-3.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a good day, man.
That's a great day.
That's a good day.
Yeah, it was incredible, man. I couldn't believe it.
I would never have that kind of luck.
Did you keep playing after that? I mean, what's the point of scooping $50 pots after you win 13K?
So the funny thing is, it takes like 2 hours for them to bring the chips out, the money out. So nobody would leave the table. The dealer, they wouldn't even swap the dealer. The dealer was waiting.
What do you tip the dealer on a bad beat?
Maybe. Well, I gave him 300.
I think that's solid. Okay. I think that's pretty good.
Kid with the 26 gave him, I thought, it looked like 500. And then there were a couple of the guys that just ran out of there. The 3,300, they didn't drop it.
Those county boys.
Come on, that's so common.
Those county boys.
That is amazing.
I mean,
man.
That's what's in that poker room, man. It's all PG County in there. You know, Kicks.
That's great.
Trust me, I know, Prince George's County. Those are my people.
Hey, man, that's a nice hit, bro. Yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations, man.
That was good times, man. That made the weekend right there.
Pay off some bills.
Pay off the bills, take the wife on a vacay.
There you go.
That's nice.
Right.
Or bet it all. Bet it all. Just go to the roulette wheel.
Trying to double up.
Right.
That's pretty smart.
I gave a 300 back to the roulette wheel. I had to get away after that. Yeah. I ended up walking away, cashing with $12,900.
Wow.
Yep.
Do you have to pay taxes on that right there? Do they give you a form that you have to fill out, I'm
assuming? They handed you a 1099. They come around, they're whispering to you.
What'd you,
like,
do with that thing?
Made a paper airplane out of it.
You ripped that thing so quick.
Threw it across the poker room.
I mean, I don't want to encourage that kind of behavior, but, I mean, did you not use that to wipe your rear end or what? Oh, my
God. It's in the car somewhere. I got to dig it up.
Make sure you save that. Make sure you save that. Call your accountant ASAP.
They want to take out withholding.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, man. Good job.
Congrats, buddy.
Tony's my hero. My personal hero.
Man, that's why you're there. That's why you're there.
Absolutely.
Are you going today?
Not today.
What's the day they have the best deal for sitting? Friday?
Friday, the lucky table goes up from 200 per hour to 500 per hour. Do a random drawing. If you're sitting at table 27 and table 27 comes up, everybody at the table gets 5 hundo.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice.
Man, 13-3.
Hopefully
26 for the loser.
Yeah, 26 for the bad beat E.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, he sent a picture of the chip stack and
chips
and the hand.
Yes.
And then he sent a picture of his knot after he cashed out.
Yeah. So sick.
Pretty nice.
Let's real quick. Let's go to Buddy, Fort Washington. Buddy, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up,
now, my thing is that if y'all listen to the whole conversation by McCullough, Scott McCullough, whatever his name.
Yeah,
you listen to the conversation. That's what I'm saying. If you go into the depth of what he said, it's impossible to sign Cousins now. We missed our turn. He said it himself in the interview that he's not going to sign him right now. We got to finish building our team.
Yeah.
If we sign Cousins to a big deal, I would guarantee you we go back 10 years. We're not going to win a Super Bowl with Cousins.
Mm.
If you watch our division, Cousins cannot beat our division.
Yeah.
He's not no bad
quarterback. Not by himself. Not by himself. You're right.
No, he needs players. But if we
give him the money, what are we going to build? We need safety. We need middle linebacker. We need a pass rush. We need receivers and running back.
Of course. We all agree. We all agree. I still think you can do it. Draft
So you're willing to let him go and just rebuild position.
We missed our turn. Y'all just put it up there 13. We put up there 13, 12, 14, and 15. He wasn't even getting $100,000. He wasn't even getting $1 million. Then he come back the next 2 years. You giving him down there $40 million.
I know.
He ain't done nothing. We ain't won nothing. We ain't won their playoff game.
Because the guys around him haven't been good enough. He needs more help.
Okay, when we tried the owner, y'all just sit right there and say it every week. We got a problem with the owner.
Absolutely.
But still, if we sign Cousins to a big contract this year, I'm 53 years old.
Yeah.
I've been a Redskins fan all my life.
Yeah.
If we sign Kirk Cousins right now to a bigger deal, to a long-term contract, I guarantee you we'd be hurt for the next 10 years.
Right.
You got to let him go. You miss your opportunity.
Yeah.
All right. Well, a lot of people feel that way.
I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying, but where I differ is I still think they can find ways to sign other guys, draft well, et cetera.
If they're smart.
I'd rather go with a quarter, a known commodity.
Yes, he does.
Here's the thing. This is where we disagree, buddy, and you have more knowledge probably than me. You're probably wiser than me. But I'd rather go with a known commodity at quarterback that I believe we can win it all with. Than an unknown. It's the most important position on the football field. And I'd rather go with the known, even if he's expensive.
Cousins has been there for 2 years. We have not won a playoff game.
All right, but he also won a division 2 years ago. He did win a division and then had a, you know.
We're not going to win those. We barely won the division.
All right.
It's like we won it by a landscape.
Remember how bad the defense was, too. I mean, defense has been atrocious for the last
2 years. We're using excuses for a man that we've given $15 and $20 million to.
Right.
Why do you care how much he makes?
Well, you know why they give him that much money? Is because he throws 27, 28 touchdowns a year.
Give him the money because he's worth it.
What did Bill Belichick say? If you watch Bill Belichick during the week, he said in his whole career, he say he don't believe in stats. He's not a stat man.
Well,
He's the greatest coach of all time. It's easy for him to say that.
He's got the greatest quarterback of all time.
Right. But he's been saying it since he's been there. He's not a stat man.
It's all about winning. Buddy,
the Redskins, first of all, let me say this to you right here, then I'm going to let y'all talk.
All right.
First of all, we're not going to do nothing until we get rid of Bruce Allen.
That's for
he's
sure.
He's the problem.
But he's not going anywhere. Buddy, he's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he need to sell a team because Bruce Allen need to go.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. Okay. We're
now
stuck
you're getting
hey,
crazy.
Hey, buddy, I'm intrigued by you. What do you do for a living, my friend?
I do concrete construction.
Buddy.
That's amazing. Do you have your own company or do you work for?
No. I work for PC Construction. I'm a 53-year-old man that dig ditches, turn over rocks, lay pipe.
I bet you do lay pipe. You're a strong man, aren't you? You're a strong brother, aren't you?
I bet he's a big,
strong dude. Are you dig the ditches like by hand, or you have equipment that does? You have equipment, right?
We got equipment to do it, and we go there and do it too, because sometimes equipment can't fit in a little hole.
Yeah, so you get in there with like a shovel, right?
That's right. I get in there for a shovel. I've been doing it for 25 years.
I bet he doesn't have baby soft sillies like these.
I got 4 children and 4 grandchildren.
There you go.
Hey, do you know how to fix stuff around your house? Do you know how to fix stuff around your house? Or do you need to call
I do
people?
All that around the house. Oh, that's why my wife loves me so much. I've been married for 30 years.
He's the best handyman you know.
Congratulations. Are you going to come over?
Yeah, she loves me.
I got some pocket doors that don't fit.
I sit at this TV and watch the Redskins and cuss the TV out all every Sunday.
Oh, I bet you do.
Right.
I bet you do.
But we've been outside Kirk Cousins to that big deal.
Right. All right. We're going to keep an eye on it.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
you, buddy.
Have a good day.
We'll send your call along to Redskins Park. Yeah. Make sure they hear it.
Buddy is the heart and soul of this fan base, and I absolutely adore him.
Yep.
I guarantee you he's not rooting for the Eagles.
See, that's
Sunday.
How polarizing this topic is.
I know.
Because you get people like you. And other people will say, you got to keep them, whatever. And then
I'm
you get,
saying you
got
to keep
and
them.
And then you got Buddy. You got the buddies of the world. It sounds like Professor Klump.
Yeah.
And he wants him gone.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the money is.
Don't mistake what I'm saying. I'm not saying you got to keep them. You can do whatever you want. There's a million different ways you can do this thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, I would rather go at the most important position with a known commodity. But you could try to skin this cat a different way. Go ahead. Good luck to you.
Because this worked so often for the Redskins over the past 25
exactly.
years.
Exactly. I'm not saying he's going to bring you a championship, but I just think he can. And then you're going to bring in an unknown, the next Mitch Trubisky. All right. Hopefully that works.
I just liked how you said guarantee.
You don't like 68 quarterback ratings?
Yeah. I mean,
Did you like how he said guarantee?
Guarantee.
Guarantee.
How about I like the way he said folk? You got folk children and folk grandchildren. I knew he worked in concrete.
And then you said lands.
I bet 401k.
Lays landslide. Pipe.
Yeah, I bet everything he lays pipe.
All right, what's your lead, EB?
Jesus, I don't know. I didn't even look at the dong pics yet.
Your lead's always the box office.
I'll do the box office. I'll do the box office because Jason's dying to review 12 Strong. All right, we'll do that. Don't go anywhere. To just start right with EP. That way nobody can bum rush it.
Yeah,
is that the new plan?
Exactly. That's the new plan.
Nice. I like it.
I'm going to come back and I'm going to play the EP music, and that way JP can't steer the topic to something else.
But I did want to mention some things on College Hoops from over the weekend.
No, save it. You got to say it. At the end of EP, you can do it.
No saboteurs.
He didn't get it.
I know. He was just playing. All right. Number one in the box office.
Was he born yesterday? Seriously.
Kind of.
Well, JP's
he was in a cult.
JP's got us all frazzled because he was looking at stories the whole break to bring up.
Oh, and you were nervous?
Canter, all this
he was going to do
crap.
The 5 and 10, bro.
I threw it.
Let him do the 5 and 10.
Away.
It doesn't matter.
It's starting.
All right, number one in the box office, Jumanji Cakes.
Terrible movie.
Is it like it's $770 million worldwide?
Something crazy.
It's done 316 here.
Yeah.
Budget of $90 million, by the way.
Uh-huh.
So they're absolutely killing that. 12 Strong.
12 Strong.
Number two did $16 million. And rounding out the top three, Den of Thieves did $15 million. Right. So please give me your review of 12 Strong. What's it about again?
After he gives his, I'll give mine.
All right.
Sounds like 12 medium strong.
12 strong's about.
This is about like after 9/11, they went back.
About 6
guys
weeks.
Guys on horses.
They went on donkeys.
Yeah, 4, 5, 6 weeks, whatever.
In the desert.
Were the first guys to go into Afghanistan after 9/11.
Right. Is it horrifying?
Like, no, it's.
Is it brutal?
It's a pretty amazing story.
It's an amazing story, and this is what I'll say. It gets a higher grade from me because it's a true story. If it was not a true story, I would have said, eh. Because the acting wasn't very good, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some cheesy Hollywood elements as well. But the fact that it's a true story and you think, all right, these guys actually went and did this and they were riding around on horses battling like 50,000 Taliban fighters.
Right.
Makes it really cool. The action's really cool. It's good. But like I said, it's better. The overall grade is better knowing it's a true story. It's not the best war film I've seen. It's not better than Lone Survivor. Certainly not better than Black Hawk Down. Mm-hmm. Not better than some of those classics, but I don't know. I I gave it like a 3.75 parlay.
That's exactly where I would come in. 3.75 cake. Would you write down before your review, Cakes?
Would you agree
with
me?
That is Cakes' favorite.
Yeah.
What did I write down before?
Would you agree with me, though, on the assessment?
It's not in the same.
The acting was terrible.
It's not in the same realm.
The acting's terrible.
The acting's not very good.
Terrible is a stretch, but.
Chris Hemsworth's not a great actor.
It's not in the same realm as Lone Survivor or Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, Zero Dark Thirty, definitely not.
Or Black Hawk Down. But it's a step below, but it's still entertaining, worth the price of admission.
I think so, too. Thank God I had the AMC gift card.
That came in handy.
Yes. But it's a really cool story. And at the end, they show you the photo of the actual 12. By the way, all 12 of them lived.
Yeah.
That's great.
And it's incredible.
Well, did you just ruin it for me?
Oh,
maybe dump that for our audience.
No, because if you Google it, I don't know. I mean, it's public. It's public now.
It's public knowledge. It's too late. You know it. It kind of makes the segment.
It's been out for 4 days.
Hey.
That's kind of early.
But you know what? You don't care. You're not going to see it.
Yeah, I'm like, well, you just said the acting's terrible. Why would I see a movie where you said literally the acting is terrible top to bottom?
I don't think Michael.
That's a stretch.
Do you think the acting's
terrible.
Good?
I didn't think it was terrible.
Michael Pena is not a very good actor.
Is it as bad as that guy?
He's pretty solid.
Oh, okay.
Is it as bad
not
as that
role?
Is it as bad as that guy I thought was terrible in Molly's Game? I thought he was the worst actor ever. The guy
it's like 12 of those guys.
Oh, I can't. I'm out.
That's just my opinion, though.
I can't do it then.
That's my opinion. Yeah, but you go to see the story. I mean, the story of those guys going into that country, riding around on horses.
Here's what we can agree on. Afghanistan is a terrible place.
Yes.
We can certainly agree on that.
Yeah.
Terrible.
By the way, Cakes gives 3.75s like BDK gives away 3.5s.
It's my default rating. If a movie's not great, but I enjoyed it.
What's cool is they went in and they got as close to the Taliban as possible, and they're calling in the coordinates for the B-52 sillies, the birds up in the air just dropping the bombs. Mm-hmm. That part was pretty cool because that's how they defeated them for the most part.
Yeah, they had backup.
They had a lot of backup.
Big backup.
They
own, big, powerful
big,
backup.
Big surprise, the United States owns the skies over Afghanistan. That was a central theme of the movie.
Yeah, I just thought that the acting was a little bit subpar. Just me. Go ahead.
All right. TNT apparently had Charles Barkley read from the teleprompter last night. Now, I haven't heard this yet, but apparently it went about as how you would
expect
it.
Is it better than us after the show doing the teleprompter for the NBC Sports Washington?
Probably on the same level.
So it's
weren't particularly bad.
The clip is it's Shaq doing a live read, like an in-show read, and then Charles is kind of joning on Shaq, and so they make Charles do it.
Okay.
The Alienist premieres this Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time and is one of IMDb's most anticipated new shows of 2018. It's based on the best-selling murder mystery novel by Caleb Carr, set in Kenny's hometown, New York City, 1896.
There you go. Very nice.
Wait. Time out.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Y'all giving him credit for knowing how to read?
All right, why don't you read it then?
Come on, dude.
All right, no, I won't. Go ahead, go. Your turn, go, Chuck.
Wait,
go ahead. Okay, you go first.
Old.
Go ahead, just go.
Wait, go. Don't give this guy credit.
No, we're not. Go ahead, Chuck.
Okay. And we'll see who's better.
Okay.
We'll see who's better.
Go. TNT The Alienist premieres.
TNT The what?
The Alienist.
Trying to say Alienist.
It's a new series. Trust me, it's a weird name because I've seen the promos for it and the name doesn't really fit.
Doesn't flow.
Doesn't really fit the optics of what the series looks like to me. It's a bunch of Victorian, like British people walking around, and then at the end they flash.
But either way,
he
just needs to pronounce The Alienist.
The Alienist.
Go ahead, continue.
Better.
Go. TNT The Alienist premieres.
TNT The Alienist premieres
this Monday at 9.
This is a word.
Not this.
This ain't a word.
Go ahead.
This is not a word. Hey, man. It's not up on
y'all quit screwing around.
All right, go ahead.
I can't read.
No, there you go.
Hey.
No, you going to have people think you can't read.
TNT The Alienist. Alienist.
Okay, Alienist. It's time. It's time for more Shaq Than a Fool. Just stop it, man. Stop. Stop, Shaq.
I appreciate it.
We can all agree The Alienist is a terrible name for a series or a movie.
Yeah.
Aliens is great. Alien is awesome.
I could see myself struggling, like, first time ever reading a teleprompter and it said The Alienist. Uh-huh. I think I would struggle
once
with that.
You also get in
knowing
that,
my
once
talent.
Once you get in the botch tunnel, like the other day, it was like 2 weeks ago, and Cakes was in a giggle tunnel.
Yeah, it happens. Sometimes
he botched
it happens.
It once. And he literally did... 15-second spot, for NBC Sports Washington seven times because every time he got to a certain word, he giggled.
It's sometimes there are hurdles that are tough to overcome.
Yeah, you've done that multiple times.
Happens a lot.
Yeah, makes me laugh.
I'm not immune to it.
By the way,
when you can't stop laughing, I can't stop laughing.
It's hard.
There are people that are upset. Chad Dukes is the first one. That's a show, dude. That's the end of the movie. All right, so for one.
Which part?
The part that you gave away.
Oh, that all 12 live?
Yeah. And then will somebody please tell Jason to blank the blank blank with the spoilers. Jesus, that was a play-by-play. So
not really.
All right, that was his opinion.
Spy report.
I mean,
if you did any research on the 12 guys, the members of the
special
forces.
Well, a lot of times
people
don't do research. They don't want plot summaries. They just want, you know.
Well, if they died, it'd be 11 strong or 10 strong.
Right.
That's, oh, really? So.
Sorry. You know what? Don't listen to the show when we do it on Monday EP.
Because we're going to,
because chances are we're going to talk about a movie we saw over the weekend.
Right.
Too strong.
All right, apparently this is a media takeout story. See, I told you it'd be dongs. But the EP is full of dong stories, porn stories, and teachers that have sex with their students.
The only thing Valdez knows or cares about.
That's why he's all excited.
Stormy Daniels is making the most of her name. I saw she was bringing in all kinds of money stripping.
Is she?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Scripping?
Isn't she an old bag, though? Who wants to see that?
You know.
Huh? I mean, is she like 100 now?
I don't know.
Probably in her 30s.
I doubt she's 100.
But apparently,
maybe close.
According to Media Takeout, they now have released male sex dolls. And, I mean, it looks like friggin' like Justin Timberlake butt naked on the bed.
Why do I don't need to see that.
Look at that. Can I not show that on NBC Sports Washington? But I see also definitely a European, you know, if you know what I mean.
European cut.
European cut.
Why, does it look like Valdez?
Well, is Valdez that way?
I don't know.
I'm not that one.
Is anybody here that way? What about
the
Adam?
European?
No,
cut.
Adam's Jewish. She's no chance. He's European looking.
I think everybody here, we've all been snipped around there, right?
Snipped.
Yeah.
We've been sized.
But anyway, what are the chance? How much? Honestly,
yeah.
How much would it take to pay Teresa to use that doll?
She might have one.
Wow, man.
If she didn't already have one.
Yeah, check the bottom.
What have you said? What have you said to her? Listen, Teresa, here's
I don't think there's enough money in the world.
I know.
Honestly.
She's not whittling end tables.
What have you said to her? Teresa, listen, I might have an opportunity to do an endorsement for this company.
But you have to participate.
But you gotta test it out so I can say my wife loves it.
Yeah.
Okay? And here's the thing. I can't lie about it. Because they're
you
gonna
gotta
know.
Do it. Right.
You gotta, and here's it could be it could proof. Be it could be 12 grand. It could be a pretty good payday.
Right, could buy a new floor, pick her up.
A month.
You would slam her.
I would pick her up and slam it.
Here's a question: what if you walked, you came home one day,
and you saw that in the bed?
Would you consider that cheating? You came home, and she's
it's
like,
boring.
No!
Like, if it's not,
that's
it's
a toy.
Borderline.
If it's a full-size, lifelike toy.
I'll tell you this. If you're with a sex doll, that's as close to cheating as you get. Right.
No.
Jason would put a Garoppolo jersey on it.
Robots, they might be
that's all you need from me.
Listen, that's no. Knock
is that a sex robot?
Anybody should be
was
able to.
Was that one a doll or a sex robot?
It's a doll.
It's a doll.
Listen, sex robots will like talk and move.
I find the idea of like a female doll repulsive. It'd be just not attractive at all. But that's not cheating. It's a stupid blow up doll.
That is true. It's definitely not cheating.
Well, yeah, but once it becomes real,
that's not a blow up doll. That thing's legit.
Oh, it's like a mannequin with a doll. It's a mannequin,
but it moves.
Yeah, but it's still not cheating.
Oh, it moves too.
It's like a robot.
I didn't read the whole story.
No, you can move it. It's not a robot where it's. Okay. Animatronic. It's a.
Does it get sized?
It's just a dude that you can position any way you want.
I see.
All right, but
hold
on. It's not cheating.
I agree with you.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Anybody who thinks it's cheating is stupid.
Donk.
Right. Yeah, big donk.
Right. JP.
JP thinks it's cheating.
I just said I didn't think it was cheating.
I said it's borderline. Right,
it's borderline.
It's pretty
God,
close.
How's
I asked
borderline?
The question to get to elicit a response. Well, I know what it is.
I was responding.
It's loserish. If you have a sex doll, I don't care what sex it is, in your bed, you're a loser.
It might be kind of exciting. You never know.
Didn't even get to the teacher that texted the student. You know, we can go through that
happens
one.
Every week.
I know.
Yeah. It's a girl teacher and girl student.
I just need to see the picture.
That might be lead
story.
Gotta
get out of here for Bish, Cake, Stevie. I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.